You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
We'll try with Siyata Deshmaya. Talk about the Avodah of Chodesh Shvat. Together with the Avodah of Yemei HaShevavim, which every year is the Avodah Havakesha to Shvat, Kolshkene Chodesh Shana, that's Ma'ubar, that is Shevavim Tat. We'll try to explain Navodis Hashem how to approach Yemei HaShevavim, especially in our times. As we have said in the past Shiurim, every Chodesh has its own Avodah, and the way to understand its Avodah is by studying the Shevet that the Kadmonim taught us corresponds to that Chodesh, and to look in Sefer Yetzira, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring what the Avodah of the Chodesh is. According to the Seder of the Degolim, Chodesh Shvat is the Kesher to the Shevet of Asher. So we will try to base our Nekuda what Asher has to do with Yemei HaShevavim, and what Asher teaches us. Rav Tzadik HaKohen opens up our eyes that Asher has a koyach in Klipa, in the koyach in Tuma, that's anti-Asher, that is Ashur. The land of Ashur is the opposite of what Asher is. And sometimes from the negative we can learn what the positive is. In the pasuk that we read in Aftera, it says, "Va'oyi b'yoyim ahu yitoka b'shefer godel, uvo'u o'ivdim be'eretz Asher, v'anidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim." Rav Tzadik HaKohen sees a laila, machshavas charetz, few places sees in this pasuk that there are two koichos hayetzer in Golus. One is Ashur, and one is Mitzrayim. One is called Oved, and one is called Nidochim. And he also sees it that those who are Ovedim Be'eretz Ashur come back faster, as it says in Pasuk, Uvo Ovedim, and then the Nidochim. So the Ovedim Be'eretz Ashur is one kind of Yetzirah. And to understand what Ashur is, what means Asher, will be Magdim, a word that to me, since I saw it in the beginning of the week, it changed my life. And I think that if only just to give over this word alone, it was kedai to be here tonight. Amsrel Salamte, so bring his Talmidim, was able to achieve Simcha, Simcha Sachayim, true Simcha, by getting up in the morning and seeing the Bria. There's a sun, it's light, there's warmth, there's growth, and he was with Simcha. Why is it that we can't be with Simcha from just looking at the Bria? And one of the Balei Musa, Rav Moshe Rosenstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, explains it in a Dover Nifla Admirit. Our Hasaga of Simcha is only when I achieve something that somebody else doesn't have. Simcha, to appreciate and to have Simcha from something that I have an awe from, that everybody has an awe from, doesn't exist. Because why should I be b'simcha? Another person also has it. And that is why we can't have simcha from the Bria. Because everybody has the Bria. Everybody has the sun. Everybody has the beautiful world outside. So why should I be besimcha that it exists? So realizing this, we realize that for a person to be besimcha, true simcha, he has to leave his anoichius. And he has to leave his egoistic feelings that he is the one who has to achieve something and he has to have something that nobody else has. And the minute a person is able to go out of that golus of being in the golus of ani, a person is able to achieve true simcha. Why? Because there is so much to be besimcha about. There is so much around me that can give me simcha. There's so much to enjoy around me that I don't have to look for something to enjoy. He goes further and he says that that is the oimik of Chazal, that ain oni ela bedas. What does it mean, oni? Why is a person an oni? I have so much, but I don't have it because somebody else also has it. So oni only is in the concept of true das. When a person has the concept of true das, and he realizes what means having something, and what means truly enjoying the world, a person is the greatest usher that could be. But when a person is an oni in das, that causes him to be an oni, because he can't feel that he has anything unless he has something that somebody else doesn't have. And that is the nekuda that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and those who explained what he meant by what he said give us a new hasaga in what means enjoying life. The Yid HaKadosh of Peshischa said, a Yid should be besimcha all day from a bracha shaloy sanigoy in the morning. A smile shouldn't leave him from morning till night because of the Shalaya Sanigai he said in the morning. But why should I be besimcha Shalaya Sanigai? It's not me that's Shalaya Sanigai. There's everybody out there that's a Yid. So I can't appreciate it. But when one is able to elevate himself and to elevate himself to realize that my anah isn't when it's only for me, and maybe even more than that, my anah is even greater when somebody else can also enjoy it, then he's able to have simcha from everything in the world, and he can have the ultimate simcha from Shalaya Sanigoy. We can go a lot further and realize what the makkah of today's day and age is. We can realize that a person has to look for all different kinds of ways to enjoy himself. That people have to go and deviate from normalcy to enjoy themselves. All comes from the fact that I have to have an enjoyment that nobody else has. Because if not, I can't enjoy myself. And that is the seed of the Churb Ma'olam. Ashur is from the Lashon being Mu'ushar. Ashur is from the Lashon that Asher said, Ki Yishruni Banos. Feeling that you are Gliklach, feeling you are Mu'ushar. But Ashur only feels Mu'ushar when he has the ability to have something that nobody else has. And when you need that kind of tainuk, you get lost in this world. That's ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur. Lost in the search for Ashur. Lost in the search to enjoy myself. Lost in the search to feel myself gliklich in this world. Because I can't find it. Because somebody else also has it. So I get lost into the darkness of the world. And I get lost into what the darkness of the world has to offer. All different kinds of ways of enjoying myself that I could imagine and dimyan that nobody else has that enjoyment. That is Ashur. The opposite of Ashur, like Rav Tzadik says, is Osher. Osher is whatever I have is Ishruni. Whatever I have, I feel that it's good for me. Because I can have Simcha not from that I have. I can have Simcha from what somebody else has. From what somebody else also has, or even more than that, from what somebody else has. The Pasuk says, May Asher Shmeina Lachmai V'hu Yitein Madanei Melech. Svarim explain that the Simcha of Asher is not that he has Madanei Melech, that he's able to give Madanei Melech, that he's able to give somebody else to have Madanim, that he's able to give away the Madanim to somebody else. That's where Asher gets his Simcha from. Because he doesn't need that he should have it, he's able to elevate himself to such a degree to even have Simcha from the fact that somebody else also has it. That is Asher. If we realize that Taiva comes from the Shoresh of Gaiva, meaning that the reason a person is misave on this world, the reason a person lives a life of searching for enjoyment and taiva and to fulfill his taiva in whichever which way he can, is because he is self-centered. And self-centeredness is the Shoresh of Gaiva. So we realize that Yemei HaShoivavim, which Yemei HaShoivavim are days to work on going out of the Mitzarim of the world, going out of the Tfisa of the world, going out of the Golos of the world, and to elevate oneself in his Inyanim of Kedusha and to further himself from Taiva, the Nekuda for one to work on is the Nekuda of what brings me Simcha. What brings me Simcha? Because if I can't have Simcha unless I have something that nobody else has, it's impossible for me to be able to overcome the Taivas of the world. And it's impossible for me to elevate myself. And the avoid of a person is to realize from what he's going to get Simcha, from what he's going to get Tainuk, and to be able to reach that Madrega, that Tainuk doesn't mean me, and Tainuk doesn't mean that I have to have the Tainuk, and I'm able to be misaneg from what the world enjoys also, and maybe more than that, I can be able to be misaneg from what somebody else enjoys, even if I don't enjoy it. Let us further explain Taiva and Gaiva. And let us look at a very interesting Nekuda. We know from Svarim HaKadoshim that Amalek covers the Aleph of Kisei and the Vovkei of the Shem Yudkei Vovkei. As his Merum is in the Pasik Yod Al Kes Ka. As the Mashal already explains, Eva le Moshe of Loi. Eva is the Osius Aleph Vav Kei. Eva le Moshe of Loi. That's the Tikkun HaSholem that we waited for. That is the Tikkun HaSholem that will be when the Geula HaShleima comes and will be Zeicha to the Zgalus of the Shamavaya and the Kisei B'Shleimus. What is Ma'akiv, the Gilui of Eva? What takes away that Gilui of Eva? There are two words that cover Eva: Taiva and Gaiva. Taiva and Gaiva, the Tov of Taiva and the Gimel of Gaiva, are the two Oisiyos which cover up the Zgalus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Gaiva and Taiva are intertwined, and they are both, one brings the other. A person has a taiva It only comes from the fact that he feels he deserves to enjoy. If a person has in himself true anava, he realizes, I can't take, I have no right to take. What gives me the right to want and what gives me the right to take? Gaiva is the shoresh of being a mis'ave. And without gaiva, a person doesn't have the ability to take more than he has and to want more than he has, because he realizes, I don't deserve more than I have. So what covers the isgalus of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, and what brings Hester in this world, and what brings that we shouldn't be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam clearly in this world, and that the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means the isgalus of the Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, shouldn't be bishleimus, comes from the midah of gaiva and taiva of a person. And that covers this galus of eva. So from here we will go to a lamaisa dika aveda. And we will try to take our avedis Hashem into a lamaisa dika world. Let us talk about shoivivim tat for a minute. Shoivivim tat is a very interesting Rosh Tevis. It's a Rosh Tevis of 8 parshas. But there has to lie something in this Rosh Tevis, and maybe there lies a great seid in this Rosh Tevis. We know that there are midos, 7 midos: Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, and so forth. In Svarim, if you are realize what it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, when they write the word Tiferes, the word Tiferes is written with 2 tufs. And in the Sefer Kadmein, Shem Shmuel, and so also in Papyrus Lechochma, from the Mechutna of the Heilige Gra, both of them talk about why we write Tiferes with 2 tufin. Why don't we write Tiferes with the full word? Why do we write it as a Rosh Tevis? And there are megala, a very interesting nekuda, that there is something missing in today's world in the midah of Tiferes. Tiferes is missing the pe'er of Tiferes. The middle 3 letters of Tiferes, which are pe'er, are missing in Tiferes. And golus, that pe'er of Tiferes, is not there. And we have to return that pe'er to Tiferes. What does that mean? I have no asaga in Pnimiya Satayra, and I don't think that I want to give the impression that we're talking in Pnimiya Satayra. We're talking Dvarim Pshutim that we all can understand. It says in Pasach Eliyahu, printed in all Svar Sidurim, a piece of Tikkunei Zayar that's printed to say once in a while before davening, what the midos are. And it says, Tiferes is gufa. Tiferes is guf. And we have a word from the Mizritcha Magid that opens out our eyes what Tiferes means when we say Tiferes is guf. It's brought in Kedushas Levi on Pekei Avos. It's brought in a Talmud of the Magid, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Mizlotchev, in his Sefer Oirech Lachaim and his Sefer Pri Chaim. More or less, they both bring it in the same way. To a king that went to visit another king, and the king showed the other king a parakeet that's able to talk, and the king told the other king, you're showing me a parakeet that could talk and could sing. I have people that talk much nicer. I have people that sing much nicer. Says the king, you're not talking sense. A person is made to talk, a person is made to sing. A bird has to be taught to sing. Look at the ability that I'm able to teach a parakeet to talk. I'm able to teach a parakeet to sing. Zog de Heilige Baditcheve, he heard from his Rebbe, the Mizritcha Magid. The Ribbono Shel Olam has Malachim, Srafim, Eifanei HaKodesh. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, my Tiferes comes from the guf of a yid. You have a guf, and you have a body that's having it taiva, a body that's able to pull you down all the way to Sheol Tachtis. And look at the Tiferes that he brings out. A Malach doesn't bring me that Tiferes, because a Malach doesn't have a guf that comes from the Eretz. You, the Yid, that has a guf that comes from Arzius, and is able to elevate himself, and is able to fight the Arzius, and is able to fight the battle, and elevate himself, from that I have a Tiferes. That means Tiferes is Gufa. Because out of the Gufa of a Yid comes the ultimate Tiferes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A Neira de Kevart. And the Kedushas Levi uses it to explain a Mishnah. In Pekei Avos, Rabbi Oime, Eze Derech Sheyiva Lei Adam Kol Shu Tiferes Lei Sel U Tiferes Lei A Tiferes to him, to the Heilige Bashefer, min ha-Adam, from that Adam, the Adam that's made up of Dam, and the Adam that's made up of Enushius, from that the Eibishter has Tiferes. From that the Eibishter has the greatest Tiferes. That's Tiferes loy min ha-Adam. And when it says in Svarim that Tiferes is missing the Pe'er, which the Pe'er of the Tiferes is the beauty of the Tiferes. Golos has its effect on a Yid. And in the place where Golos touches, the place where Golos chepit, is the Pe'er of the Tiferes. And therefore we write tough, tough, because it's missing the Pe'er, it's missing that beauty that comes out when a Yid is nis'ala to take his guf and bring out the Murdike Teferes. That Pe'er is missing in Golos. That Pe'er isn't there. We get affected by Golos and suddenly our gufim aren't that nice and don't give out that beauty, because we get affected by the world around us, by the Ashur around us. That Ashur that's around us, that's not the Asher. The Ashur that's around us, that's the opposite of Asher. That causes us to get lost in the indulging in the tanugim b'nei Adam, in the tanugim of the world. There we get lost, and there we lose our pe'er. Not completely, but that special beauty that in Tiferes, it's missing the pe'er. It's missing that pe'er. Where do we get back that pe'er? What do we do to get back that pe'er? The Eibishter gave us a mitzvah. Pe'er, the Gemara says, when the Gemara talks about Le'aleinu and Ovel, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Yecheskel, Benegeya wearing tefillin. The Gemara tells us, Efer tachas pe'er, pe'er achovash. The Gemara tells us the inyan of tefillin are called pe'er. It means that the mokoim that the Eibishter gave us, the siyua that the Eibishter gave us, that a person should be able to overcome and reinstate that pe'er, is through the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin brings out that pe'er. If one will take a Sefer HaChinuch and look in Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Veschanan, when he talks about the mitzvah of tefillin, the Lashonos of the Chinuch are not to be believed. When the Lashonos, the Chinuch describes the problem of a Yid, what he has with his guf, and he ultimately calls the guf a shochein ra to the person. The guf is a shochein ra, he says. And a person can be influenced by that shochein ra. And what did the Eibishter do to give us the ability to overcome that effect that the guf could have on us? And to be able to elevate that the neshama should overcome the guf? The Eibishter gave us a mitzvah of tefillin. Listen to a Nir Dikis Vasemes at the end of Parshas Shemais, the last piece in Parshas Shemais. He shows us how the Bria works. We talk about neshama and guf, and the Sasama says there's really in the Bria three bechinois of neshama and guf. We all know neshama and guf, talking about the yochid. The yochid has a neshama and a guf. Zog the Heilige Sasamas in the Bria, Klal Yisrael is the neshama and umes olam are the guf. That's on the one side. On the other side, Kaviyochol, the Eibishter is the neshama, and we are the gufim in who the neshama is nislabish. So we have three bechinois of neshama and guf. Gilui alekusa yisbarach in the world is the gilui of the nishmas chayim of the chelik alekei mamal in the bria. That's nizgala. You have the neshama that is overcomes the guf and brings out the chelik ha-neshama instead of the chelik ha-guf. And then you have Klal Yisrael, klapa umis ha-olam. Look, the Heilige Sfasemes, you want to know what Golus comes from. You want to know where the koyach of umis ha-olam comes from. That's when the guf of a yid overcomes his neshama. That's when the umis ha-olam are able to overcome Klal Yisrael. Because when our gufim overcome our neshamas and cover our neshamas and don't let our neshamas come out in its complete beauty and bring out the likus that's within a person, then in the bria, the umis olam have a koyach to overcome and step on top of a yid. And therefore, the chelik alekayim emal in the bria, the Ribbono Shel Olam in the bria is also behester. So everything depends on us. Everything depends on us, on how much we bring out our neshama, and how much our neshama is goyver on our gufim. What do we do? Tefillin. The Sasama says in that piece, Shabbos is a neshama yisera. A neshama yisera means the neshama is yeser on the guf. It overcomes the guf. Shabbos, you have a koyach that the neshama could overcome the guf. The Sasama says someplace else that when a yid wears tefillin, he also has a neshama yisera just like Shabbos. Because tefillin give you also the ability that the neshama should be yeser on the guf. And that's the avoida of putting back the pe'er into the tough, and bringing out the tiferes of gufa. If one wants to see that this has to do with Shevavim, I think everybody understands by themselves that this has to do with Shevavim. The Ribbono Shel Olam was mekadesh our gufim, and this showed us that the guf of a yid is kodesh. The Eibishter gave us an ois bris kodesh that shows us that we are kodesh and that we are able to be mekadesh our gufim. That is what he gave us, the koyach of ois bris kodesh, to be mekadesh our gufim. Just for a minute to show you the neflois and the remazim in Torah. For a minute to go off just to see how the neflois of Torah are. Shevavim Tat, we said, are missing the pe'er. And our avoda is to put back the pe'er. Re'ei Dovah Pele. Ois Bris Kodesh is begematria, as Rabbi Mendel Mishklov, the Talmud of the Heilige Goyim, points out, 1429. With the Ois Yois, it's 1440. Exactly, begematria shovevim with tiferes. To be misaken, the kedushas haguf of a yid, the shleimus of the tikkun is to put back that pe'er. And then we got the shleimus that we need. The shleimus a kedusha that a yid has. And that is our aveda. So there is an lamaisedika aveda. To use that matana that the Eibishter gave us, the matana that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, to be able to bring out the pe'er of a guf, and to be able to put back that tiferes gufa, the matana of the mitzvah of tefillin. And maybe that's olamaisa dika avoida for a yid. In Yemei HaShevovim, to be able to be mahadr in the levishas atfillin, in heinen kamus and heinen eichus, and with that he will be misayeya, with that kli zayim that the Eibishter gave us, to be able to incorporate the Yitzias Mitzrayim, as Rashi says in Chumash, that the Dalit Batim of that tefillin have in it Yitzias Mitzrayim. And as Svarim tell us, the Dalit Parashiyos are connected the Dalit Lishonis Shel Geula, because a person through wearing the tefillin has the ability to be able to put back the pe'er. Let us go a step further. Let us talk an inyan a little bit more about what the tachlis of a yid is. The guf of a yid is made up of gashmias. Gashmias has in it four elements. Gashmias has in it four yesedas: Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Ofar. Those four yesedas are really not yesedas gashmiim. The Sfasemis in this week's parasha, one of the last years in this week's parasha, I think Tav Resh Nun Ches, talks about the Dalet Yesedes Gashmiim, and he says that that's what Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Dalet Lashonis of Geula, is to take them out of the Gashmiyos and return them to a higher level. And he explains us how we return them to a higher level. He tells us there are four Yesedes in Ruchnius in a person. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us the four letters of the Shem Yudkei Vovkei of the Eibishter are Yira, Ava, Torah, and Mitzvah. Four Avedis. If a person davens every day in Birchis Kirishma, he could be Ma'ayin in Birchis Kirishma and realize that every single day we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, V'ho'erei Neinu B'Seresecha, V'dabek Libeinu B'Mitzvaysecha, or there is a different lashon, there is an opposite lashon in some svarim, and some sidurim, and maybe it's the right lashon, as the Sasamis writes one place that way. V'dabek libeinu b'seresecha, v'horei neinu b'mitzvaysecha, v'yached levaveinu la'ava liyira. Shleimus ha'avoida, toira mitzvah ava yira. That is our Aveidah B'Shleimus, and that's what we're mispallel Birchis Kirishma every single day, to be able to elevate ourselves in all four Nekudas. Zog the Heilige Svasamas, Yira is Eish, Yira is fire, Yira is the Eish, the fire that shafts Yira, Yira is Gvura, is the Midas HaGvura, that's Eish. Ahava is Mayim, as it says in Abchaim Vital. Ahava and Mayim is the Indian of Ahava is and bringing a person to Chuka. Torah is Dibur, is Ruach, and Mitzvah is in the guf of the person. Mitzvah is Maisius, elevate the Ruach. That is the Avodah of a person. A person's way to elevate himself and to take himself above the Gashmistike, Dalit Yisaydeis, which have a neurodike koyach. In the Kutei Maran it says, Mashpil Rishoyim Adei Oretz is Rosh Teves, Mashpil is Amem, is Mayim, Rishoyim is Ruach, Adei is Ofar, Oretz is Eish. The Dalit Yesedis have an ability to be Mashpil, a person, to the lowest of the lowest, Adei Oretz, to the bottom of the world, to the pits of the world. On the other side, it says in one of the Rapshitz Einiklach, he did nefesh over rachamon, mishoich avdecha el ritzeinecha, mishoich avdecha el ritzeinecha, is the same Rosh Tevis. The Dalit Yesedis could take me all the way back to the Eibishter. If I use them right, with Ava v'yira, Yira and Ava and Torah and Mitzvah, I elevate them all the way up till the Ribbono Shel Olam, till back to the Shemavaya that the Nefesh HaChaim writes in the Agor and Perek Aleph, that the Dalit Yesedis come from the four oasis of the Shemavaya, that they come down into this world, into the Gashmias of this world. And I could be Mishoich Avdecha El Ritzeinecha, I could take it all the way back to its ultimate, and that's my Avodah. And that's my Avodah. For that, the Eibishter gave us Dalet L'Shoyne Shel Geula, says the Sosemes, to be Goyel the Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim, and to be Goyel the person from that Avodah that takes a person and wants a person to be delve into the Gashmiyus of the world, into the Eish of the world and the Mayim of the world, as Reb Chaim Vital explained it in Shaar HaKadusha, how it brings a person to all the bad of the world and be able to elevate it. That is our Avodah. That's the Avodah of Tefillin, to take the person and elevate himself. And that is the Avodah of Shevovim. The Avodah of Shevovim is the Avodah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of going out of the Shibud to the Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim, and becoming, taking those Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim back to the Shem Havaya, back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the only way to do it is the way Rab Tzadik HaKohen tells us, Ein Neire Dike Remes. Osher is Begematria, he says, the Arizal says, Osher is Begematria, Yosef and Moshe together. What lies in that? Who brought out Yosef in the world? Who informed Yaakov Avinu that there is a Yosef Serach Bas Osher? Who told Moshe Rabbeinu where Yosef is buried? Serach Bas Osher. The connection to bring out Yosef to Klal Yisrael is Osher. Yosef, the Kedusha of a person, Yosef, the Kedusha Zabris of a person, comes out through Osher. But the only way you could bring out that Yosef is by connecting it to Moshe, to the Torah Gedusha. You can't elevate the Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim to become Ruchniyim without Koyach HaTorah. The Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim, it up to 955. You add to them the Shem Havaya, it's 981. 981 is Begematria Yira Ava Torah Mitzvah. 981 is Begematria Mikra Mishneh Gemara. Without Torah Gdoisha, you can't elevate your Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim. You can't elevate your Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim. You could dimion, you will be Maaladem. But at the end of the day, there will be Mashpi, you are Dei Aretz. But with Koyach HaTorah Gdoisha, with turning Torah, with the Koyach of Moshe, who's the Koyach of Torah, with the Koyach of delving into Torah, living in Torah, Mikra, Mishneh, Gemara, Talmud Bavli, Bolul, Mikulam, being Oisik in Torah, you take the Moshe and the Yosef. That's Osher's Koyach. Just for a remez, Ba'alma, I don't know why the Rebbein Shem sent it to me. If you write out Osher B'Shleimus, Aleph, Shin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Shin, Yud, Nun, Resh, Yud, Shin, it's also Begematria 981. That's the Avodah of this Chodesh. The Avodah of Chodesh Shvat is Osher. The Avodah of Chodesh Shvat is to be a happy person. A emistike mu'ushadike person. The emistike mu'ushadike person is the person who elevates his Dalet Yisoides Gashmiyim. He's not an eved to his taiva. He's not an eved to his gaiva. He takes the toughen gimel and he removes them and he brings out the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Tefillin there are 403 words. That's the toughen and the gimel that take off the taiva and the gaiva and leave the eva and bring out the Ribbono Shel Olam of the world. May we be able to be zoicha to use the tools that the Eibishter gave us. The Torah Gedoisha, the Tefillin which bring us Leman Tia Teres Hashem Beficha, and bring out the Pe'er of a Yid, the Tbuyidike Pe'er of a Yid that is able to be Mizgaber on the world. He's able to say no to the world. He's able to bring out the Teferes Gufa. And with that will be Zoicha to the Iva Lamoshe V'loi B'meherah B'yameinu.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.